Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar just below our studio here is a lovely bar. They serve fantastic food. It's got a great atmosphere and well worth a visit. So if you're in the area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. And if you're from out of Dublin and you're looking for somewhere to base yourself while you're in the capital, maybe recommend the White Sands Hotel. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, Land of Light. If you want something really good to do with the kids in the run-up to Christmas, Land of Light is it. Ireland's biggest light show returns to County Westmeath. Landoflight.ie is the website. If you go to this show, you'll be wowed, you'll be amazed, and you'll be blown away by the Land of Light illuminated walking trail. It's like nothing else in Ireland. Set in the beautiful grounds of Belvedere House Gardens and Park in County Westmeath, just over 50 minutes from Dublin on the M4, the experience delivers thrills and excitement at every turn. And as you make your way along the forest trail, the night sky, trees and buildings are lit up by a spectacular light show. You'll meet Ireland's biggest LED Santa and see his Santa bus. And there's so much more. I could be here all day telling you exactly what you will see at Land of Light. I was at it last year, and this year is going to be bigger and better. So, if you would like tickets to take the kids, it runs from the 10th of November until the 23rd of December. And the reason we're mentioning it so early is because tickets are selling like hotcakes. They really are. So, if you would like to treat the kids to a lovely evening out, landoflight.ie is the website address, and you can get your tickets there. Landoflight.ie. And we wish Kevin and all the crew the very best with Land of Light 2023. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter? Well, for some of you, this music will tell a tale. Doesn't it bring you back, Jeremy? Doesn't it bring you back, that music, as soon as you hear it?
Yeah, not necessarily good memories, though.
Oh, really?
Ah, you're working nights. When all my friends are at the pub. Do you want to go to the cinema, Jeremy? Yeah. Have to work. No.
Okay, it brings back great memories for me.
It was great memories for the listeners. The listeners enjoyed it. I hated every moment of it.
Did you?
Working nights. Yeah.
Now you work early mornings. That's worse.
Ah, no, early mornings are lovely. I've become a morning person, I have to say. Yeah, definitely have. I know, I'm only joking. I loved that music. That does bring back. And from hearing from people about how they loved Get It Off Your Chest. So today is a special edition. This podcast is a special edition of Get It Off Your Chest. And we are looking for embarrassing things that have happened to you. It can be absolutely anything. An embarrassment thing that has happened to you maybe recently or maybe years ago. Just send them in to us now. 085-825-2626.
Are you saying this like that?
That's what you have to. The one thing, the reason you're not on the radio anymore and I am is that
when are you ever on the radio? You've been on the radio for years.
It was on 2 weeks ago. You have to have a clear, concise voice. Okay, so 825-825-2626.
Anyway, you're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. And it is Get It Off Your Chest. And today we want to hear your embarrassing stories. Something that you did in your time on this earth that you still cringe about now, because it was so mortifying.
Which story of mine do you want? I have two. So do you want?
You've loads.
I know, but two in particular. Do you want the skid marks in the pants, or do you want the erection in the jacuzzi story?
I heard the erection in the jacuzzi story before. Yeah. You've told that to them, blue in the face.
I was blue in the dick, basically. It was a great story, though.
Remember, you had an erection in a jacuzzi, whoop-de-doo. Yeah.
No, that wasn't the story, though. Remember, my nickname was Bubbles after it.
Yeah, I do. No, tell me the other story.
Well, now people that didn't hear the erection story will go, Jesus, what's that story about? I need to know. we'll hold that off for another day. Yes, when I first moved in with my now wife and we moved in together. So you don't know people until you move in with them.
Absolutely not.
If you want to know me, come live with me. Anyway, she was taking it upon herself to do the washing of the clothes. So every day before going to work, I used to take off my dirty underwear and I'd leave them in the basket and I wouldn't think twice about it. And when I came home, they'd be washed and clean and that was job done, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of months into moving in together, she pulls me aside and she says, I need to talk to you about something delicate. I said, oh God, we're breaking up or something. She says, you know what, I've been washing your underwear for the last couple of months. I don't have a problem doing it. She says, there's a slight little problem. And I said, what's the problem? And she says, well, you suffer with skid marks. She said, most of your underwear have
skid marks. You suffer with skid marks.
She probably didn't use the word suffer, because you don't suffer with skid marks.
No, you don't.
It's not. It's,
everyone else does.
It's not like cancer or something.
Anyone
like
who comes into contact with your jocks does.
Yes.
So go on.
It's not a disease. And she said, it's disgusting sometimes when I take the underwear out of the basket to change it and there's a skiddy on it. And I wasn't aware of my skid marks. It's because I was in the gym and I was sweating. Sweat.
Sweat doesn't put shite on your jocks.
Okay, there was no need to say that. But no, sweating does cause skid marks.
It doesn't.
I actually Googled it before we came on today. So
it actually doesn't. But go on anyway. We'll go with it.
And I was very embarrassed, obviously, because it's an embarrassing thing to happen to you. And I said, well, there's nothing I can do about the skid marks. So now, as I've told you before, Adrian, now I just wear black underwear and that has completely changed. So the skiddies...
That's what I was about to say.
Well, the skiddies,
they're still there, she just can't see them.
Well, I don't know if they're still there. Do you check your underwear when you take it off at night? No, you don't. So you don't know. You could have skiddies as well.
Could I?
Well, yeah. Well, no, you couldn't because you don't work out. So you, when was the last time your heart rate went above 80 BPMs? Yeah, there you go.
085. 825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. We would love to hear from you with your embarrassing story. And we've a nice prize actually to give away, a €30 Just Eat voucher. So you can stuff your face tonight with a voucher from us, if you are a lucky caller on the show.
And can I just say, after telling that story today, I am telling you now, every single woman that listens to this podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
Is going to check their partner's box of shorts for skid marks tonight. Check them. Because you'll never look at your man the same way once you know he leaves skid marks.
And your wife has never looked at you the same way.
It's a passion killer. It's a passion killer.
085-825-2626. We're going to kick off with a podcast in itself. This is Stephen.
Hi, lads. This is Stephen here. Okay, so basically the story goes is that I was working for a bank. I won't name the bank. I still work for them, by the way. And years ago, and I was in the filing room storing something and bent down, and all of a sudden there was this rip right down the crack of my bum and my trousers had ripped. And I had to kind of get from there to my desk where I was sitting without anybody noticing. So Morto, and so I grabbed two bags that I could find, whatever, and put one behind me and legged it to my seat. And it was only the guy sitting beside me happened to have his jumper on the back of the seat. So I whispered to him, said, I'm at the rip in my pants, you know, can borrow your jumper so it can rub around my waist. So he did, obviously I had to laugh, but he did. So I had that there, mortification. So as it happened to my dad, God bless him, he lived not too far away, my mum and dad. And so I rang him and said, listen, Dad, I'm at the rip in my trousers and work. Can you bring me down a spare pair? Sure enough, I came down on his Honda 50 coming down the road, and then he dropped in the trousers to me, laughing at me when he looked at me. So then I had to change my trousers, and then I was all good in the end. But then basically what happened then was another time I was the bay windows again, the same place. The bay windows open in thing. I was closing, not opening, and one year, and then my trousers fall down.
How does that happen?
No, thankfully it was sort of close. It was kind of closing for the day, so it not many people get to see it. But I was putting it up as well. So yeah, so I've had a couple of issues with trousers, but it's probably a good job of working home these days, because I'll tell you something, I'm a walking disaster.
I love your laugh.
So do I. I
the
love
laugh
it.
Is funnier than the story.
You definitely have trouser issues then, Stephen. Once you rip them, and once how do trousers fall down? How do your trousers actually fall down?
Well, yours don't, because you've a bloody big gut holding them up. But if you've lost,
I have a belt holding them up.
No, but if you've lost a bit of weight, maybe they would. Well,
they just fall down.
Yeah.
Andrea, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Never been better. Now, we're asking people to share with us their embarrassing stories. So tell us your story.
Oh, God. Going back a good few years ago, we actually went out in town for my cousin's birthday and had a feed of beer, as you do, and was getting the Nightlink bus home. Now, I fell asleep on the bus, as you do, and ended up in Clane. Now, I live in Newbridge.
And you ended up in Clane, yeah, okay.
Clane, yeah, instead of Newbridge. So the bus driver says to me, look, I'm not going back through Newbridge. You can come back into town, I'll bring you back out on my next run, or I'll drop you to a taxi rank. I said, grand, drop me to a taxi rank. Drop me to taxi rank in Clane Village, and taxi man, we go the back roads from Clane to Newbridge. Now, they're small, sort of narrow roads. And of course, I start to feel sick. So I was like, Mr. Taxi man, I feel sick. Stops the car, right? I said, I'll get out. He said, get out, just get a bit of air. I said, yes, grand, I will, no problem. Opened the door, straight out, down into a ditch, right? Nothing. I went into thin air, right? Couldn't get out because it was full. You know the little briars? You know the little small...
Yeah.
With the thorns on them. So I wasn't able to get out. Next of all, it was pitch dark. Next of all, the poor taxi fella gets out and goes, hello? Hello, love, where are you? And I'm like, I'm down here.
So you literally fell into a bush out of the taxi.
No, into a ditch.
Well, a bush, a ditch, the same thing.
Oh, no, a ditch is way down.
It was way down. I couldn't get out because there was little briars and that in it. So I couldn't hoosh myself back up. So the poor fellow had to try and pull me back out of the ditch. I was cut to bits with the little thorns. And that was some story to tell.
That is some story. So you fell asleep on the bus, you wanted to puke in the taxi, and then you fell into a ditch and the taxi man had to rescue you.
Yeah.
And were you in bits after falling into the ditch?
Oh, no, of course. When I got out, I bounced out. Oh, God, not a bother me, as you do.
And come here, did you ever get sick?
No, I take a fright of falling into the ditch.
Isn't it amazing, though? Isn't it amazing when you're drunk that you do not feel pain? I remember one night being out on the absolute lash, and I was locked. And it was in the porterhouse, actually, on the end of Grafton Street. And I went into the toilet to go to the toilet drunk, and I ended up catching me todger in the zipper. No, most men who are drunk have done that at some stage. And I know you don't have a penis, so you wouldn't be able to understand. Well, you don't.
You can't be certain.
No.
You can't be certain.
Oh, never judge.
No, never judge,
Well, maybe they has a penis. Okay. But anyway, you don't know the pain of catching your todger in a zipper. It's horrific. But anyway, I was standing in the porterhouse in the Jacks, and I went to zip up after going for a piss and caught the top of my foreskin in the zip. Now, under normal circumstances, that you'd be crying over that. But I stood there. I remember standing there and Jack's laughing at it. I'm after catching me todger in the zip. But what is it that drink just makes you impervious to pain?
It does. I don't know.
Or if you fall, you just bounce straight back up again.
Exactly.
And the same way, you don't feel the cold when you're, when you're drunk either. Sure you don't?
No.
Nope.
No.
No, bulletproof.
Actually, you should probably come in here drunk every day then, because every day he walks into this office, oh, it's freezing in here, Anyway, great to talk to you, Andrea. Thanks very much
Thank
for
you.
Your story. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. If you have an embarrassing story to tell us, that time in your life that you embarrassed yourself like never before, 0858252626, and we have a €30 Just Eat voucher to give away. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Good evening, thanks.
Good, thanks, Trevor.
Now, Trevor, I've seen your story there. Now, this story should come with a warning because...
You're a fucking swine, Jeremy. I wasn't going to say this on live, but know what? I might as well.
Yeah, this story should come with a bit of a warning.
What sort of a warning? A parental warning?
It's a bit sexual, isn't it, Trevor?
Yeah, a little bit sexual.
Right, go on, okay, tell us your story then.
Well, it was a big girl in my teenage years. And one day, my mother eventually allowed me to stay over. So I thought, next morning, she's probably going to be gone to work, so get there jiggy-jiggy with the girlfriend. And woke up, she wasn't beside me. I was like, what the fuck is she? And then I heard rummaging in the kitchen. So I went down the stairs, and just in my boxers, and had the old morning glory going on.
As you do.
Walked into the kitchen, and she's there making the tea, so I went up behind her, put it between her legs. And there was a yelp, and I realised it was not my girlfriend. When she turned around, lads, we had fucking sight, and it turned out the actual girlfriend had gone to work, and the mother was in the house.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Are you telling me that you stuck your you-know-what in between?
Why are you saying you-know-what, Adrian? You're not 12.
Lads, I basically drove home to my ex's mother.
Now, just for perspective here, you're saying little Trevor was standing up, yeah?
You could have hung a wet beast towel off it.
Well, I doubt you did, but was your penis...
You probably lashed to one by the mother-in-law.
Was your penis out of your pants? Like, was it bare?
I had it inside the boxers, but I positioned it so it nestled quite comfortably between our SGs and our...
But your penis was erect and it was bare. It was a bare penis.
Well, they could have driven a bloody nail home with it. I was a teenager. You know?
Okay, we get the idea. It was a hard penis. Okay,
and you rubbed this hard penis up against your ex's mother.
Well, I gave more than one rub, lads, and when the yelp came, because it was like she had no one else in the house. You know what I mean? She knew I was there, obviously. And when I just done that, and I just gave a little twitch, vibration on her, and then the yelp came out, and I just went, oh fuck, this isn't my girlfriend. And she turned around, boys, and I was like, oh no. The mother and the daughter are like the same height, they're nearly identical. It's actually weird, but I swear to God, I fucking died inside.
And
that
what
day.
Did she say?
Let me die. She just went bright red, and I walked out of the kitchen with my head in my hands, and I was like, oh my God. And to this day, I guess I still see my ex, and she still flags me over. She goes, you're a motherfucker. She goes, you tried to be.
Yeah, you literally are a motherfucker.
He nearly was.
I mean, geez,
that's what she said. Well, you nearly were.
I know we're laughing about it. That's Russell Brand shit going on there, isn't it?
Well, she was an older woman, but she wanted me, you know, and I just said no.
Yeah, of course.
All right, great story, Trevor. Fair play. Thanks very much indeed for. Thank you. Bye. There you go. That's Trevor, and this is Jess.
Hi, lads. Oh, I'm so embarrassed even writing this in. A couple of years ago, I was going for a job interview to work in the hospital, and I wanted to take a chewing gum to make my breath smell nice and all. And I was in the room with the director of nursing and the manager on board. So there was two people sitting in front of me, very formal interview. And I had a chewing gum in my mouth and I didn't want to make it obvious that I was chewing it. So I just left it underneath my tongue while I was going through with the interview. And I got so much into conversation, with chewing gum in my mouth, and whenever way I'd inhaled while I was talking, didn't the chewing gum get lodged in the back of my throat? And I started joking, and I was like, and the managers and the director of nursing jumped up, and they were patting my back and all, and I'm actually red even talking about it, and they were patting my back and all, they were like, you okay, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm grand, and eventually came flying out my mouth and landed on the ground, and I was like, Oh my God, I'm so, so sorry. I was mortified. Like, I'm red in the face even talking about it. But I got the job anyway. And yeah, still to this day, like, you know, I laugh about it. And for weeks after the interview, like, the boss always said to me, you're barred from having chewing gum on duty. But yeah, I have to say it was the most embarrassing moment of my life. Especially in a job interview and everything's supposed to be so serious. Like, I was purple, like I was full on choking. But yeah, I still cringe to this day even talking about it.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
The Royal Stables is a unique stables in North Dublin offering therapeutic horse riding classes. After receiving notice to vacate their current premises, the Royal Stables are asking for your help to raise funds for a new premises to continue helping their community and neurodivergent children. Visit theroyalstables.ie or check them out on Facebook and Instagram to find out how you can help save this fantastic Dublin business.
Oh, Land of Light, shining bright, lighting up the winter night. Come visit Land of Light and experience the wonder of a forest walking trail illuminated in all the colours of the rainbow, and around each bend a new surprise for the eyes. Land of Light is at Belvedere House and Gardens, Mullingar. To book, go to landoflight.ie.
Land of Light, opening Friday, November 10th.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Ah, there's the music. The music that tells you it is. Get it off your chest on Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. And today we're asking you to share with us your embarrassing stories. Something that happened in your life that you still cringe about to this day. Get in touch with us. 085 825 2626 is our number. And you could win yourself a €30 Just Eat voucher. Now, where am I going? Harry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Harry?
Not too well after Trevor's story. No.
I know, isn't it mortifying? Isn't that woeful?
Yeah, she must have been a good-looking mother, though, if she mixed them up. You know?
Well, that's very true, yep. I never actually found out what she did about it. Did she thump the head off him, or did she storm out of the room, actually? Trevor, let us know what she actually did. Anyway, Harry, tell us your story.
First of all, anyway, if any of you there are eating, I would not. I put down my food anyway, right?
Okay. Be warned.
Basically, I was working on a building site there last year, and I was just a labourer, and there was four labourers on the site. It's a big site, and by pure chance this day, I was the only one in. The rest of them are on holidays, I think. And how the site worked was, they built five houses in a row, and then each team of, say, carpenters would go in for 3 days, do their work, we'd go and clean after them. Then the plumbers would come in, we'd clean after them, etc. So I was on my own this particular day anyway, and got sent in to clean this house. And I go in, and this house, this line of houses was very far from the hut where we had our lunch. So there was no toilet nearby, and there was no fridge, you know, so I left my water in the hut. So I'm cleaning anyway, and I'm gasping. It's roasting. And I see that the plumbers who were there the previous day had left half of their lunch on the floor. So there was a half-eaten sandwich next to a bottle of half-drunk bottle of Lucozade Sport. So obviously I didn't eat the sandwich, but I was like, oh, jackpot. One of the boys here is after leaving his Lucozade Sport on the ground now. Oh, this is lovely. And I picked up the bottle and opened the cap, and you know, the squirty cap, put a big squirt into my mouth. Oh. And you can probably guess that because there was no toilets, the boys used the bottle. Luckily, only a trickle went down the throat. And I'll tell you, lads, for anyone who's drank piss,
I don't think there's anybody that's ever
consciously drank it.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise a Jeremy, to be honest, now.
And did you squirt the piss right to the back of your throat?
Oh, I was gasping. I was like brilliant Lucozade Sport, and I was on a hot day gasping.
Now, this is an important question, yeah. Harry. What kind of piss was it? Was it like the real dark yellow piss that's like...
pungent.
Well, I'll put you this way, I thought it was Lucas Head Sport on.
Oh my God, that's well, that man should probably get his kidneys checked for a start.
Oh my God.
And I literally sprinted across the site into the toilet, washing mouth out about 40 times.
Now, I have to ask you, Harry. Yeah. What did it taste like?
I
need to know.
What does piss taste like?
I've never spoken to...
It's hard to this day. I can still taste it when I think about it. It's first of all, it numbs your mouth completely.
Oh, thank God for that.
You know, whatever this fella was taking on the weekend, I don't know, but it numbed my mouth anyway.
Oh my God.
But it wasn't even a taste. It was an experience.
Oh my God.
And it was, you're the first people I've ever told.
Oh really?
I blocked it out. I don't even want to think about it.
Because I always wonder, I just want to state, I'm not into this at all and I've never watched it, but I know some people like watching porn where they urinate on you. What's that called?
Pissing on each other.
A golden shower.
A golden shower. That's what it is.
Oh, you're well versed on everything to do with piss, obviously.
Oh, I did my research here, you know.
I'd try anything once in the bedroom, yeah. There's anything, you name it, I'll try it in the bedroom. But there's one thing that I just don't get the appeal of, someone peeing into somebody else's mouth or peeing on top of them. What's the appeal?
I don't think you're going to find out.
I'll tell you, boys, it was just to this. It's like, have you ever seen Dumb and Dumber when the cop drinks the bottle of beer that's pissed?
Yes. And the face on it, yeah.
That's the only, your whole face just, I can't even describe it. It's vile.
And how long did it take for the taste of piss to go away?
The day, at least the day.
Oh,
if not more.
Jesus.
Because it's just, it's an experience. I wouldn't try it. It's an experience I wouldn't recommend.
Right, and you won't be repeating.
Absolutely not. No golden showers for me, boys, you know.
Great story, Harry. Thanks very much indeed.
Right, boys. Love the show, boys. Thanks,
boys.
Did you believe him or do you think he was taking the piss?
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, who would make up a story like that?
No, you just couldn't. You take a sick mind to make that story.
Let's bring in more. This is Derek. How are you, Derek?
How are you doing? How's things?
Good, thanks, Derek. Welcome to Opinions Matter. Get it off your chest and tell us your embarrassing story.
Well, I tell you, it was about 20 years ago, and I was a young man at the time, and I decided to get a bus from Gorey to Dublin. Now, unbeknownst to myself at the time, they didn't have toilets on the buses back then, so I decided to have myself a double espresso before getting on, not knowing what a double espresso would do to a young man's bowels. And I was halfway up the road, and I got as far as Arklow, and I knew something was happening. I got a little bit further up towards Wicklow and I knew I was in trouble. And then by the time I got into the Dublin city centre, I shat myself.
And I mean
in a very, very bad way. I mean the whole bus was stinking. Luckily I was on the back of the bus because I was a bit of a gurrier back in the day. I was on the back of the bus so there was nobody behind me. But I had to wait for everybody to get off the bus before I could get off. Now this is December in Dublin. It was lashing rain, but all I had on was a shirt. So I took off my shirt and wrapped it around me waist. And I had to walk to Ballyferma from there then because I wasn't getting on another bus.
What I was about to ask you, are you telling me that you walked from out to Ballyferma from the city with your jocks full of shite?
Yeah, like the lumps were falling out of those waters was coming out from me, bottom of me trousers and everything.
Oh my God.
Adrian, I'd love to tell you that was the only time that's happened to me in my life.
No,
don't say I have IBS, but I didn't know that when I was young, but that happened to me about, I've been caught short about four times in my life.
No.
Never such an embarrassment. Twice in my own car, though. Once I had to show you out the window, before I go, Adrian, I'll give you an even more embarrassing one. I went out with a girl before.
There couldn't be anything more embarrassing than what you've just said.
Oh, this is even worse.
Right, go on.
It was our first date. We were at it. She brought me to a wedding, and I was pissed. So she went up to bed first, and I followed her up about half an hour later. But what happened was, I was so drunk that I woke up in the middle of the night, and I pissed myself. But it was our first, like, proper night away again, and I didn't want to. So I rolled her into the piss and woke her up and said she pissed the bed. So that's the worst of it. We got down the next day, I told all the mates she pissed the bed.
You bad bastard.
Oh, my God.
I told you it was worse.
Oh, that is dreadful.
I know some people roll their women onto the wet patch of sperm on the bed, but you literally,
No, I rolled her into it, and then I went downstairs the next morning. I hear it was here. Ask her to bring her armbands, where will you next time we go away?
Oh my God, the poor woman.
I know.
Sorry, did she believe that she'd pissed herself then, did she?
She did indeed, she did, yeah. I didn't tell her for about 2 years.
you eventually told her?
Oh, I told her eventually. Well, it happened once or twice after she started the clock on.
Oh, you're a bad man. All right,
there you go.
Brilliant stories. Thanks very much indeed, Derek. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, and it's Get It Off Your Chest, and we're in the middle of hearing some brilliant, embarrassing stories.
And we love these stories so much, because you will not hear these stories on, thank God you won't, on any other podcast. Like, I've never heard the likes of it.
No, you won't, thank God. Lisa!
My embarrassing moment when I was 19, myself and my friend were coming home from the pub, and there was these two men sitting in a car, and she dared me to knock at the window and flash them. So I did, and it turns out that they were two Garda sitting in the car, so they got out and gave me a talking to about the dangers of flashing strangers in their cars.
Oh my
God. I nearly died of embarrassment.
Oh, Lisa.
Now, she didn't tell us what part of her body she flashed.
Do we need to know?
I assume it was just a... Well, I don't know.
Well, Lisa, let us know. Let us know. Martine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Martine.
How's it going? How are you? I'm laughing so loud, all my neighbours here are kind of looking up wondering what the hell is going on.
We're embarrassed by here,
we're laughing so hard in our studio here that they can hear us downstairs in the bar at the hotel. So
yeah. Well, sorry. Mine is not as nice.
Sorry, hang on, Martine. Breaking news. Lisa's been back on to us. Lisa, who flashed the guards.
Yep.
What was it that she flashed?
It was her tits. That's all it was. Although that's bad. Why am I saying
bad,
it was just
yeah. Anyway, Martine, tell us your story.
Yeah, it's probably not as... No, it's funny.
It can't be any more crude now than Derek's. Book one.
Yeah. So I was teaching out in China going back a few years ago. And just to give you a bit of background, so in the morning time, we'd kind of teach in the classes with loads of students, all Chinese students teaching English. And in the afternoon, we take them up. Out sightseeing. And so this particular day we were cycling with 83 students going along in a place called Yangshua in China in scorching heat on bikes, bringing them all along. So we had to climb this mountain called Moon Hill. So I'm taking the back, there's two other teachers in front of me, and we're bringing them up the hill. And as we're walking up, now I'm kind of almost 50 at this stage, and there's a whole gang of them going up the hill, and it's sweltering, and they're complaining and moaning, oh, I don't want to go up, I'm fed up. And so I'm originally from Finglas, so I was kind of going, right, tell you what we'll do, we'll sing a song going up, you know that song, everywhere you go,
people always ask us,
that one. So I'm saying, we're from Omeda, which is the school I was teaching in, so I was giving out to them saying, come on, keep going. So we get halfway up the hill and there's a group of Chinese kids sitting there. And I said, what the feckin' hell are yous doing sitting there? Get up off your asses. If I can climb this hill, so can ye. So they're saying, no, I can't. You know, we should go down and get the bus. I said, stop lying to me. You're feckin' messing now. Stop lying to me. Get up that hill now, I said, because you'll be raging if you don't get up, and start singing the song. And they were saying, oh, our friends would be complaining and whatever, right, and laughing at us. And I said, get up that feckin' hill. So we're going up singing everywhere we go and all the rest. And all these kids, Chinese kids, are laughing at them and kind of sneering at them. And I'm giving out to them. We get to the top of the hill about maybe a half hour later, like it's a good climb. And one of the head teachers says to me, who are those kids? And I said, well, they're the kids off our group, right? And anyway, she says, they're not part of our school. They're after missing their bus. There were another group of kids from another school in China
that you basically abducted. You abducted them.
Exactly. Saying this fucking crazy Irish teacher is over here telling us to get up the hill. Anyway, we got up to the top, and then we had to kind of mad panic get them back down to try and catch the... Well, some of them missed their buses, but it created a whole panic then, you know. But anyway, yeah, mortified. I was lucky I still had a job after it.
That's a great story. That's a brilliant story. The Irish woman from Finglas who abducted the kids in China.
Exactly. Yeah.
Great story. Well told. Right. Thanks very much indeed, cheers, Martine.
No, I'm not being racist here. This is not a racist comment. But to us, people from our neck of the woods, yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of Asian people do look the same, don't they?
Yeah. That's how she made the mistake, obviously.
Yeah, but that's... And I've asked because I have friends who are Asian. And I've said it's the same true for them to us. And it actually is. Now, I find that hard to believe.
What, they what Chinese people would think we all look the exact same?
Well, my friends are Malaysian, so... But I've said to my Malaysian friends, I've said, you know the way we all think you look the same? Which they don't, apparently. And I said, do we look the same to you? And he said, yeah. So to a Malaysian or a Chinese person, you look like me. Now, I find that fucking...
Horrific.
Horrific that an Asian person could mistake me for you. I mean, I look nothing like you. But it's because they all have the same type of hair, isn't it?
Yeah, they all have dark hair. They all have black hair.
Yeah, like you would rarely see a Chinese person with blonde hair.
It's dyed if it is.
Yeah.
Emma...
Hey guys, sorry I can't come on today. I will say that I had a very dumb blonde moment before and it was really embarrassing. A few years ago, I was getting used to public transport and going outside Dublin and I saw on the dartboard that it said terminates and I freaked out in front of everyone thinking I'd missed my train and went over to the workers without any shame and asked, sorry, where's terminates? I'm looking for the Bray train. And everyone looked at me like I had three heads and I felt so stupid when I realised terminates is just where the train waits. So that's my embarrassing moment.
That's fairly embarrassing, Emma. Thanks very much indeed.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Oh, Land of Light, shining bright, lighting up the winter night. Come visit Land of Light and experience the wonder of a forest walking trail illuminated in all the colours of the rainbow and around each bend a new surprise for the eyes. Land of Light is at Belvedere House and Gardens, Mullingar. To book, go to landoflight.ie.
Land of Light, opening Friday, November 10th.
The Royal Stables is a unique stables in North Dublin offering therapeutic horse riding classes. After receiving notice to vacate their current premises, the Royal Stables are asking for your help to raise funds for a new premises to continue helping their community and neurodivergent children. Visit theroyalstables.ie or check them out on Facebook and Instagram to find out how you can help save this fantastic Dublin business.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter
with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And that music, for those of you who've been listening to us for many years, you will recognise that music. That is the music that we used for many years on Get It Off Your Chest back in the day, and we've resurrected it.
Sorry, I'm sidetracked here because about 15 minutes ago we were talking to Trevor, who went up behind his girlfriend in the kitchen with a hard-on, and
only to discover it wasn't his girlfriend, it was her mother.
Now, he's after sending another voice note in with an update to that story. Now, if this is true, it's really feckin' weird. We'll play it in a couple of seconds, but it's... with Trevor, there always has to be a second part to it. Let's just say, Adrian, you were asking, did the story end there? So Trevor went up behind her, rubbed his pecker up against her, she turned around, and it was the mother, not the daughter.
Yeah.
And what happened after that, you want to know?
Now, is he going to make up a story like it was in a porno? She went down on him straight away.
So he was in a... What, the mother went down on him?
Is this where this story is leading to?
Who goes down on someone in the kitchen? Have you ever
Is there a rule?
Have you ever had a blowjob in the kitchen?
I think I probably have.
Oh, God, you're a vile man. You really are. There is a second part of the story.
Right, I'm dying to hear it. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Jeremy, you haven't lived.
Why, have you given a blowjob in the kitchen?
Let's just leave it at that. Every room in the house.
Yeah. What's so wrong with the kitchen?
Because I just don't know, lads, what could be happening that would end up with someone getting a blowjob in the kitchen. You don't go to the kitchen for blowjobs.
You do sometimes.
You never christen the rooms in your house, no?
Christen? What? Christen the rooms?
Yeah.
No,
what is in the room in your new house?
What does that mean?
Have a go in every room in the house.
But if you were to christen all the rooms in our house, there'd be only two blowjobs. that'd be literally yes.
Well, there's one more than one in the bedroom.
But the kitchen is not an appropriate place for a blowjob.
Says who?
I'm sorry.
Hang on, I want you to tell me where in the rule book it says that.
I just think it's just as food being prepared on the counter and stuff. Lads.
Although, referring back to your first story, who wants you in the kitchen with skid marks in your jocks?
I know.
So, yeah. Out you go.
You in the kitchen? Are you anywhere? Well, you're Angela, probably sitting next to Adrian now with skid marks.
Well, remind me never to eat food at your house. There's probably jizz all over the countertop in the kitchen.
Oh, and apparently, according to Alan, it is government guidelines that prevent.
No, but okay. it's not a sexual.
You're
room.
Such a prude. It's just the bedroom and that's it.
What, sorry? Did you ever
do it in a car?
Would you take a blowjob in the utility room?
Did you ever do it in a car?
Did you ever have sex in a forest?
In a what? With forests?
In a forest. Did you ever have sex outside? No.
Did I ever have sex with forests?
In a forest. In a forest.
In a forest.
No. No. Outside the bedrooms.
In a forest. Yeah. How would that even come
to
pass?
Did you ever have sex in the sea? No.
Jesus, Angela, is there anywhere you haven't had sex?
Well, fair play to you, Angela.
What are you talking about, fair play to her? Oh, I wouldn't have sex in the sea. No, but you can't have sex in the sea because the you're floating. How can you have sex when you're floating?
Stand up
in the sea. Who are you, Jesus? Jesus,
no, stand. You don't go out far enough that you're out of your depth.
No, because the base of the sea is not level. You'd be all over the shop.
No, it doesn't matter.
So, Angela, the bottom line is Jeremy's never done anything adventurous
at all. Not true at all.
Did you ever do it outside?
None of your business.
Now he's not answering. Because the answer is no. Anyway, Angela, tell us your embarrassing story, please.
So this is going back a good few years ago, 25 years ago, and let's say after work, we'd go out kind of, every Friday night, blah, blah, blah. I'd go into town, we'd go out, I'd drive in, go out. And the following morning, you were probably still a bit drunk. Go for breakfast, do a bit of shopping, get into the car and go home. So I'd always park my car in the car park next to the next to the apartment block. So I went down and couldn't find my keys, went back to the apartment, went back to the pub we had breakfast in, everywhere. Could not find my keys. Now, I knew that I had keys at home, a spare set at home, but there was no one to drop them in or blah, blah, blah. So I ended up ringing the AA because I had AA coverage, and they broke into the car for me. And just as I was sitting in, they were going hot wires because, it was my car.
Yep.
Yeah. Just as I fed into it, the owner of the car came out. I hadn't driven in that night at all.
Oh, no, it wasn't even your car.
No.
So you got the AA to break into someone else's car.
Yeah,
oh, my dark. God.
Can you imagine if I'd arrived home and there's my car?
And come here, what did the owner say? I'm sure he wasn't impressed.
He wasn't impressed, but the only thing is, lad, they didn't do damage. They were able to get into it, so they didn't do damage to the car. He kind of found the funny side of it.
did the lads from the AA get blowjobs as well that night?
Where are you going with this?
Now, that'd be talent.
It just seems like Angela gives out blowjobs like Smarties.
This story was nothing to do with blowjobs.
Yeah, I'm still fixated on the blowjob. I can't move on from the blowjob in the kitchen. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Lived. Have you never even had a blowjob?
Okay, first of all, Adrian, don't answer for me. Thank you very much and say, oh, I haven't lived. I have lived. Trust me, I have lived. But I just think. Okay, would you give a blowjob in a confession box? Like, there's certain places.
Ah, sorry. Don't rule that out.
Next port of call.
The fact that Angela didn't say no straight away is actually very worrying as well. Jesus Christ. No,
next port of call.
I think there's certain places that are not appropriate for blowjobs. I'm sorry.
And Michael says, and I think we will do this, actually. Michael says, lads, how naive is Jeremy?
No, not naive at all.
You need to do a show on the maddest places people have had sex. I guarantee he'll faint halfway through the show.
Oh, no, because I could tell you.
Well, go on, tell us the maddest place. The maddest place ever.
What, in the arse?
No!
Oh, sorry, I meant
to. No!
Sorry.
Did you hear? Oh, Jesus sorry. Christ.
I thought you meant...
No, the maddest place.
I thought you meant the orifice.
No.
No.
Because there's only
the
two.
The maddest place.
What's the...
In our ear.
Oh, Angela, Jesus Christ.
Like, have you ever done this on an aeroplane?
On an aeroplane?
Yeah. No.
Well, no one's ever had sex in an airplane.
No, we,
yes, we have.
Yeah, Angela, we've had this conversation before with Angela.
How would you stop? Angela, come on.
Have you ever done it on a train?
On a train?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
A train's very easy because the toilets in there are huge.
Sorry, trains have toilets? I've never been on...
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
The DART doesn't have it.
No, the DART doesn't, but long distance trains do.
Sorry, where's the...
Have you ever had sex not in the bedroom?
Yeah, that's exactly the question.
Obviously.
But just not in the other room.
And as well, we have very shiny tiles in our kitchen.
What's that got to do with anything?
You'd be slipping on marble tiles. You'd be slipping all over the place.
No. Angela, we'll have that conversation on another Get It Off Your Chest.
I look forward to it.
Angela, I'd say you've had more pricks than a porcupine.
Ah, stop, you can't say that.
It's not the same prick.
Oh, it's the same prick, is it?
Oh, it was the same prick.
Jesus, that man got an awful lot of action, didn't he?
Fair play to him. Angela, great to talk to you as always.
Angela, just one person has a question.
You're obsessed.
When you were having sex in the sea, were you not afraid of crabs?
No, it was the lobsters. I was more afraid of the crabs.
Is that not a fair question?
Get rid of the crabs, but not the lobsters.
Okay. Good luck. Let me squeeze in one last call, and that's you, Gareth. You're on Get It Off Your Chest on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gareth?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Gareth. Well, tell us your story, your embarrassing story.
A terrible one, but I'll give you the first one. I used to work in Texas, and one day the boss man says to me, when you go to the Walmart, he says, I pick up shopping. Yeah, no bother. I says, yeah. Off you went to Walmart, done the shopping. And so I was coming back to leave the car park. His stomach started grumbling. And I knew the night before, he brought us to an all-you-can-eat Chinese. And I says, Jesus, this is starting to run through me now. So next, I went into the toilet, and the place was full of people. Chatting the bowl anyway, and next, all of a sudden, this massive fart just came out of me out of nowhere. So the whole toilet took into a fit of laughing. I'm sitting in the jacks for 10 minutes, but everyone stopped laughing.
There's nothing worse than farting in the toilet. You can't leave. Sure, you can.
No, you can't. So you sat there until you knew everyone was gone.
Yeah, I'd love to laugh and stop, then I could leave the toilet.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
The second one was in Cusidati. It was the time the Twin Towers was hit. And we were drinking in a bar, and I found pint bottles of Magnus in the bar. We're drinking away to get a fish anyway. Met a wine, back to our apartment, and everything went well. The next morning, I got up, fucking stomach in a heap as well. Into the jacks, I mean, I shit. There was snow on top of it, I won't say.
Oh, my God.
That was grand.
I haven't heard that expression before. My ship was so high, there was snow on top of it.
Go on.
And then he had the bait. And then
he
had to bait the fucking into the tire to flush it.
Oh.
Rid of it anyway. That was grand. Washed up the whole lot. Now, I about to open the window. It was like a fucking backyard. Looked around. All there was a 4-inch pipe letting air in. And it was hot. I closed the door behind me. Not dressed. She goes, where are you going? A couple of the lads rang me. They need me. No bother. I'll meet you later on. I met her that evening. She just walked up to her and went, you smelly bastard.
Oh, that is brilliant. I'm scarlet for you, as they say.
Scarlet for your shits.
Great story. Stories, Gareth. Thanks very much indeed.
You would never hear a woman talking about her poo.
No.
Sure you would.
Absolutely not.
All on this show.
What sort of a woman would talk about her poo?
No, but all you men are very happy to talk about the size of their poo. Like, me poo was so high up I had snow on top of it. You would never hear a woman talking about her poo. Sure you wouldn't.
You wouldn't. Here, I've the second part of Trevor in a second, but before that, this is Curtis.
Yeah, I'll give you a laugh. I was going to meet an old friend of mine a few years back, and he rang me. I was never at his house before, and he rang me and says, oh, yeah, there's going to be a red Mazda outside my house, and I'm going to leave the front door open for you. So I thought nothing of it. Lovely. Got down to the location where he told me. And there was a red Mazda parked outside the house with the front door open. So I go marching into the gaff and I'm calling him. This fella jumps up out of nowhere and starts shouting, "Who the fuck are you? Get the fuck out of my house and all." I was literally mortified. Like, fucking hell, it was his next door neighbour. I walked into the wrong house. Luckily enough, my friend knew him to explain everything.
It's brilliant, Curtis. Well done. Thanks very much indeed. And finally, Trevor. Part two. We asked earlier on what happened with the mother after he gyrated up against her. Here's the answer.
All right, boys. I might as well send you in the follow-up as you requested. It was only about a year later and me and myself had broken up and I ran into the mother in the pub. And she had shared this story with a lot of her friends. Then my friends obviously knew about it. So after a night of slagging, heavy drinking, she asked me to walk her home. The daughter was away in college, so obviously the house was empty and she didn't feel comfortable going in. So I went in, drinks continued, and had the mother. So, yeah, I'm hoping my ex doesn't hear this because she doesn't know about this as far as I know. So, Jesus Christ. Anyway, boys, have a good one. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a good one.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a good one.
Trevor.
Do you believe that?
Well, it has happened.
What has happened?
That fellas have ended up with their mates' mothers.
Really?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's ex-wife is now with one of the kids' mates.
Really?
Yeah. It does happen. By the way, no fears. Your mother's minging. I'm sorry. No offense. No.
Did you actually say that out loud?
She looks like you with longer hair. I'm sorry. So that's never going to happen. I'm never going to peck her up against Miss Kennedy, okay?
I said earlier on we have a €30 Just Eat voucher to give away. We are going to give it away to Derek. Derek was on earlier on telling us the story of the poo on the bus from Arklow. And having to walk home to Ballyfermot with that same poo running down his leg.
And then rolling
The girlfriend onto the wee.
Onto the wee, yeah.
You're a sick man, Derek, and we hope that a €30 Just Eat voucher won't bring on the scutters again.
No. Okay? Don't order anything spicy, okay?
Anyway, there you go. I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much indeed, all of you, for getting in contact with us. If you enjoyed this podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon and tell all your mates that Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy is just the maddest podcast in Ireland. It's madder than anything we ever did, ever.
Don't say what? Don't praise yourself saying, I'm mad. It's a bit pathetic.
No, the calls were.
Oh, the calls were.
Yeah,
they were.
They were. Thank you for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.